Okay, moving along in Ma'avidat Bat Melech. So finally, the Mishnah of the Melech, he comes after he goes to Shfil Min Atzad, V'achar Kach Ro Mivtzar, and he sees a Mivtzar, which is kind of like, I guess, a castle. V'kama Chayalot Ayu Omnim Sham Svivo, and there are many Chayalot standing around it, guarding it. V'Mivtzar Ya Na'em Etukan Misadar Ma'od Im Chayalot. And the Mivtzar was na'eh, mitukan, it was nice, misudar, with the chayalot. So we have to understand, what does the Mivtzar represent? Mivtzar represents, again, according to what we're saying, it could represent everything and anything. But according to the Mahalik we're taking, the Mivtzar is Olam Hazeh. And the Olam Hazeh captures people. The guf captures the neshama. The neshama, as the Baal HaTanya tells us many times, that the neshama is trying to leave the guf, just like a ner, just like a candle. The flicker of the flame is trying to go back to the source up to Shemaim, but the physical flame holds it back, and so too the neshama wants to get up to Shemaim. It wants out of here. It wants back up to Shemaim. It wants up to the Olamos Elyonim, but yet the guf holds it back. That's the Mivtzar. It holds the neshama back. It contains the neshama. It's no'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no'el ha'or ha'ruchoni. She's a yichol yishar be'agashmis. It has to say in the gashmis, because otherwise it won't exist. It would cease to exist. And therefore the Mivtzar holds, and this is part of the lo tov, and our job is to reveal the godliness within the Mivtzar, within the captivity, not for our neshama to leave us. V'chai behem, we have to have the neshama within this world, within the Mivtzar, and that's all the noe, mesukon, mesudar. It's olam hazeh. It's noe, mesukon, umesudar. It's olam hazeh. It's a mall in America. Everything's mesudar and metakin, and it's not like, you know, taking your agala and yesh or shefa mahajin or whatever, and you're flying all over with your horrible agala, and you're going up hills and you're going up this, and your agala is really broken, and everybody's asking you for to give you your agala. No, it's not like that. It's nice path. It's noem, mesukon, mesudar. Like when I went to Target when I was in America, and I grabbed the first agala that I saw, and my daughter was in America for a few weeks at that time. She said, "Abba, what are you doing?" So I said, "There's an open agala." She's like, no, this is America. And we walked in, and there was a guy not only giving us agalot, he was cleaning off the agalot, so disinfecting them, each agala. And he's like, here's your wagon. And that's noem, mesukon, mesudar, ma'odim, machayel, with the chayelot, sending, "Sir, I will clean your things." But he was scared of the chayelot, because they're chayelot, they're soldiers. Maybe they're not going to let him in. Maybe Olam Hazeh is not going to allow us to get to the Kedusha, is not able to get to the meat, it's not able to get down to the real guts of what we have to do with this world, which is the Olam Ruchani, which is the Osios of Hashem, which is the Nitzotzos HaKadoshim that we have to pick up. Maybe I'm not going to see the Nitzotzos HaKadoshim in the physical world. It's not the Chayolos, right? Also Chayol, Kochi Va'otzi Va'otzim Yadi, also it's a Chayol, as a Chayol is the wealth and the success. Maybe the success will hold back the godliness. Pen lo yinichu lichnos, that I can't get into the godliness. And beautiful words, he's miyashiv is atzmo. We're going to find this a lot, that he's miyashiv atzmo, and he says, after he's miyashiv atzmo, eilich v'anase, I will go and I will try. So that's unbelievable words. I will go and I will try, meaning all odds are against him. He has to get into this castle, and there's chayelot all over the place. It's a really fine-looking place. It doesn't look like a hefker place if everybody could just walk in and walk out. Eilich v'enosav, I'll try. And that's all we can do in this world. Eilich v'enosav, I can try. And that only happens after that he's miyashiv atzmo. Only with yishav adas is a person okay with trying and maybe failing. If we have no yishav adas, we always have to have results, and we always have to succeed, and we always have to win, and we always have to mimnatzeach. But a person who's miyashiv atzmo understands, listen, there's certain things in this world that's beyond my ability. I can go and try, even though the odds are against me. He leaves his sus. We'll talk about this later in the story, that he leaves everything. But here right now, he leaves his sus. Sus represents his physical goof. And he goes into the Miftzah. He's not going to go this Fleshiga Oigen into the Miftzah. He's not going to be able to see the Bat Melech with the Sus, with his Fleshiga Oigen, with his goof. He's going to have to take a little Chumrios off. And he just went in, and they didn't stop him at all. And look at this, he's going from room to room without any ikuv. And then he got into the big chamber and he saw Shiyoshev HaMelech Ba'atorah. The Melech is sitting there with the crown. The Melech took the crown. The Melech Olam Hazeh Gashmius took the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ono Emloch, I rule the world here. There is no God here. There yesh od milvado. Yesh od milvado. There is a godliness. Ana emloch. I'm the king over here. There's no ruchnius world. There's no ein od milvado. There's no melech malche emlochim. The melech was sitting there at Torah. V'kamachal sham v'kelef lefanav. And the chayolos were singing in front of him. Now, let's just understand this, that he went beli ikuv. He saw so many ikuvim and so many menias in front of him, but yet nobody stopped him. As many times in life, there are many things that look like menias in front of us, and many things that are looking in the road ahead of us that's going to stop us, but they're not really there, only from a distance. Before Eilech Ve'enosei, before we try, they look like great, great, great heaps of challenges. I remember the first time I did registration for YU, it was the most daunting experience of my life. By the last semester, I was like, you know, knew all the shtick, and it was just shtick after shtick, and it wasn't hard at all. It was like a big joke for me, but when you're looking at it from a distance, this is Likutei Maran Kuf Tet Vav. Moshe Nigash El Arfel. From a distance, it looks like we're not going to be able to do it until Eilech Ve'enosei. Go and try, and you'll see that it's all Achizas Einayim, like the famous Moshe of the Baal Shem Tov that Rabbi Nachman himself brings down, the Magid brings down, everybody brings down about the palace and the walls that are just Achizas Einayim, where only the son of the king knows that there are really, really no barriers with me and the king. There are really no barriers. Everybody else thought that there are barriers, but Be'emes, Be'emes, Ve'elich Ve'enosed, there's no barriers, and I really, really can get there. I really can get to this place. That doesn't mean that a person will never be denied in this world. Chas v'shalom, that's the wrong way. It means that you're within the world of your tzonos, you can break all menias that you tried the hardest you can. You tried to get to Uman to the last moment, to the last, until the Dalpak told you, the person in Lufthansa Air said, "You, sir, you're not getting on this flight." So there's no menias in front of me. Now, sometimes life stops us. It happens. Don't think that we there's never menias. But in the Ritzonus, there's no menias. In Befor Lemaisa, sometimes there's menias. And then we have to pull out the Hamtin card. And it's not the time. It's not always that we could break through everything. But within the Ritzonus, in terms of what we want and where we have to get, which is the Iker world for Rabbi Nachman, V'lo Ikev Klal. No one stopped him. He went Mecheder Lecheder. Nobody asked him questions. Nobody even saw him. The Gashmius doesn't see the Ruchnius coming. The Yetzirah is to a certain point. Once you're past it, that's it. The Yetzirah tries to help you. And he saw good food. And he said, "Okay, might as well eat here." And he goes into a little corner to get a bigger picture. Sometimes you go into the corner. If you ever had a kiddush, and you go to the corner and you realize, really, what's going on here? He goes into the corner to realize what's going on here. He steps out of the gashmius. He didn't want to get caught into the mivtzar of the medame, the demyonus of Olam Hazeh. And he saw that the Melech commands the Malka to come. The Malka is the Shechina. The Melech who took the crown is also taking the Malka, which is the Shechina, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Melech is commanding, "No, you come to me. You come to the Gashmis. You come to the Olam Hazeh." And there was a massive, massive Ra'ash Godol V'Simcha Gadol V'Amishorim Yizam V'Amishorim. It was a beautiful song. I'm just imagining, like, you know, like some baseball game with music playing and the crowd going crazy, and everybody thinks that this is it. This is what Olam Haz is about. This is it. and noise and lights and fireworks and we got it. We brought the Shekhinah to the real fun, to the real life. And she brought a kisei and put the bat melech, the Shekhinah, next to him. But the Sheni Malchus didn't fall for the Demyonos. He did not lose his eye on what was real, where the Shekhinah was. He did not lose his eyes. He kept his eyes on the prize. He did not fall into the Demyonos of the Rash Gadol and the Misukan and the Noah, and everything's perfect and everything's good and this food looks so good and this is so good. He didn't fall in that. Rather, Ra Vikira, after all of this, Ra Vikira, he saw her and recognized that the Shekhinah, God, is even in this place. God is in the Mivtzar. God is in the Rosh HaGadol. God is in all of this, what's going on, this big party of life of Olam Hazeh. I am not fooled by this. I still see the Shekhinah. I see the Bat Melech. We should be zoche to have eyes to see past all the Rosh HaGadol and to see past the lights of Times Square, wherever it may be, and to see the past, the unbelievable fireworks and the loudness and in your face of this world, and to see, no, I see the Shekhinah and I'm makir the Shekhinah.